Scarborough Town Council member Eleazar Posada Orozco describes getting just a handful of hours of sleep the week when federal immigration enforcement officers came to North Carolina and made dozens of arrests. While an Orange County resident, he works with immigrant rights networks that run statewide and was on call to relay information to different groups and communities as people contacted them, reporting arrests and sightings of agents in Charlotte, Raleigh, and Durham. After Operation Charlotte's Web wound down, Posada Orozco visited different neighbors and immigrant families in Scarborough to check up on them. He said it was cathartic to see them reemerge from their houses for the first time in days, eat outside with them, and hear their stories. To Posada Orozco, these mass arrests encouraged by President Donald Trump's administration have a clear purpose: to create fear and project strength through racial discrimination.
We have the misinformation. We have the fear that you're sowing into the immigrant community, but you also have the fear that you're sowing and disconnect that you're sowing into the broader community, right? By saying that we're going to target all these dangerous criminals and we weren't able to catch them, not only are you making it even more fearful for our communities who are, you know, the backbone of our society to be able to go and do their jobs, you're also making it so that everyone else now fears that community.
The Scarborough elected official is one of several local leaders who is pushing back against the federal government's branding of the ICE operation as a targeted effort to arrest and deport violent criminals. Posada Orozco maintains the majority of people detained in the efforts have no actual way of going through due process because of the officer's sweeping, discriminatory tactics.
Maybe you are targeting one person, but what you do is then you walk around the neighborhood, then you go around the grocery store, you ride around the town, and if you see someone that looks brown or immigrant, you go and ask them what they're doing. And that is not targeting enforcement. And I want to also be clear, right, that many of what we're hearing is like these are criminals and they're doing these heinous crimes. Tell me how many of them have actually gone through a legal process to determine their guilt. I'm waiting for that information.
Orange County Sheriff Charles Blackwood said the federal agencies involved in November's North Carolina operations never contacted his office to communicate their plans or provide information on arrests. His legal team and staff met with concerned community members as ICE started its arrests to share details about residents' rights and to set the record straight on what federal agents should and shouldn't be allowed to do. Blackwood also pushed back on the misconception that the sheriff's office either ignores or doesn't enforce the law when it comes to immigration.
Being here undocumented is not a violation of criminal law in North Carolina or any other state. The other misconception is that I can arrest somebody for crossing the border. Well, if I'm at the border and I see it and I'm an agent around that area, certainly I can. It's against the law criminally to attempt to cross or to cross the border, but there's not a border in Orange County. So the idea that we're turning our heads is very wrong. The 10 years that I've been sheriff, I have not changed my position on immigration one time. That's because I follow the law. Not the law as the keyboard kamikaze see it, but the law as it is written. And it's one of the things that our judges tell juries when they're deciding guilt or innocence. You must interpret the law as it is written, not as you wish it would be.
UNC law professor Rick Sue says it's not just the law that's being interpreted differently with these ICE arrests, but the relationships of other levels of government with the federal agencies. Sue studies the intersection between cities, immigration, and the criminal justice system. He says when he began teaching more than a decade ago, the debate was whether cities could even be involved in immigration enforcement since it was an exclusive federal authority. Now, the debate is whether these state and municipal governments can say no to the operations.
For hundreds of years, immigration enforcement was almost entirely the province of the federal government. They paid for it. But now we're really looking at all this pressure to outsource and pull in officials at all different levels, doing all sorts of different things into immigration enforcement. And of course, that's what they're saying. They're saying, oh, you haven't provided 100% support. That's why we're here. But this is relatively new. This has never been demanded by the federal government of the states or of the cities. And it's so mixed in some ways that if there's any agreement, it's like immigration is a big policy, but what we're trying to do gets lost and it just becomes a political football.
As far as the messaging from local leaders and immigrant advocates, Posada Orozco says he believes it's simple: speak up and make support for immigrant communities clear. He says he's seen more of that this time compared to the Trump administration's efforts in 2018. And since ICE and CBP are acting with impunity, it is critical to take a stand.
And I encourage all of my colleagues, whether it's here in Carrboro, Chapel Hill, Asheville, Buncombe, or Statesville, let's pass resolutions, let's pass policies that are going to be supporting our community and our overall, not just our immigrant community, but our overall community. Because when our community members feel safe, our communities thrive.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.